It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and this week I want to talk about TikTok. Now, it's no secret that it's being reported that the FCC in the United States wants to ban TikTok, and they've sent out letters or whatever to both Google and Apple to let them know they want those play stores and whatever to pull the app, to pull TikTok from their stores. Now, for me personally, I absolutely love TikTok. Be forewarned though, if you ever do check out my personal TikTok, you'll be horrified at how terrible my dancing is, and that's okay. I use TikTok as kind of an outlet. Now, this is kind of a do as I say, not as I do moment. But for me, I'm around social media all day long. I'm around the computer all day long. And I love creating strategies for all of my clients. And I love helping them grow on every single platform that's out. Now, when it comes to my platforms, TikTok for me is kind of my release. That's my area where I could just zone out, relax. I don't have to worry about numbers and followers, and I'm there to have fun. I'm there to interact with the community, the family that I've created on that app. Just let loose, be silly, and be myself. Now, I will say that is definitely a platform you should be on, and you should be growing your business on that platform. I should too, but for me, that's kind of my release. Eventually, I will get on there, maybe transition my personal account or get the Rustech account that I did start, get that going. But for me, that's my outlet. Now, kind of back to the TikTok ban. And this isn't the first time we've heard this. Last year, we were going through the same thing, or 2 years ago now, or whatever it was. It's not the first time TikTok has been banned or threatened to be banned. And this time around, it's over what they claim security reasons. Now, they claim that ByteDance, which is a company in China who owns TikTok, they're collecting and using all the user data. So the FCC is claiming that all the data is there to use, which technically isn't true. Now, the data storage facilities aren't even in China. The bulk of the storage facilities are in the US, especially for the US users, as well as in Singapore. So will TikTok get banned in the US? I highly doubt it. I'm not an expert when it comes to that side, the legal side of things, but I don't think it's going to ban. But not only is there that threat for that app to be banned, we've all seen it, and I've talked about the Meta apps going down for hours at a time, even days at a time in the past. So that kind of brings us back to what really happens if you lose one of those platforms. If you're using, you know, TikTok, if you grow your following on TikTok and you have hundreds of thousands of millions or whatever followers, what happens if you lose all that? What happens if you lose all your Facebook page likes or all of your followers on Instagram? Do you have a plan in place for that if that happens? And that's why right now we're talking a ton about funnels and how you could use funnels to start qualifying leads in your business and how to use funnels to actually grow your email list. Now, I've said it before, if you're using any form of social media, those are all just rented places. And that's not traffic that you own. You can buy traffic from Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever. You can have just random traffic come to your funnels by people that happen to see your offers, but none of that's traffic that you own. The only traffic that you actually own is your email list. So not only is your email list traffic that you own, but it's not social media. You're going to lose subscribers here and there, but if a whole platform goes down, are you prepared for that? So that's kind of why we're doing this little series on funnels and email lists and how to use that properly to actually reach your audience and not have to worry about losing any of those followers. So with that said, that's why we want to help you right now get started, just in case any of these platforms go down for an extended period of time or forever. So you'll hear in the next clip, if you stick around for another second or two, I'll tell you how I'm going to build you a funnel for free and how that could help you in your business. So that's all we had for you today. The last couple of days have been short podcasts, and that's okay. I just wanted to get as much information to you as quick and as fast as possible so you can get started with these funnels and starting to grow your email list. So with all that said, stick around. I got something really special for you, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And with all that said, I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hey, everybody, hold up one second. Now, you just heard me talk about how amazing funnels are and how well they can actually work, but I don't want to just tell you. I want to show you. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you a ClickFunnels account free for 14 days just so you can see how amazing ClickFunnels is. And even better, I'm going to build you one funnel absolutely free. I'm going to build you a funnel so you can start generating leads and building your email list so you can better serve your audience. So all you have to do is head to info.rustechmedia.com/free funnel, and that's all yours. I can't wait to build your next funnel.